Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
All of this, I think, at least before the general, is screaming out for the Supreme Court to say, here's who is disqualified under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, and here's who is not.
Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson says the Supreme Court needs to rule on former President Donald Trump's right to hold office. On Thursday, Maine's Secretary of State removed Trump from the primary ballot there, a week after the Colorado Supreme Court also disqualified him because he led the January 6th insurrection. The Colorado GOP is appealing that ruling, and state party chair Dave Williams says if Trump isn't on the ballot, they could ignore the primary election and award delegates by caucus.
When you have unelected judges who were appointed by our opposition party dictating who we may nominate and who we may potentially vote on, we can't allow that to stand.
Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is backtracking from remarks in which she failed to acknowledge slavery as the cause of the Civil War. Haley tells a New Hampshire radio station it obviously was.
What I was saying was, what does it mean to us today? What it means to us today is about freedom. That's what that was all about. It was about individual freedom. It was about economic freedom.
The subject's been tricky for Haley. She defended states' right to secede, but she also acted to take down the Confederate flag after a white supremacist murdered 9 black Charleston churchgoers. Election integrity units haven't confirmed the rampant 2020 vote fraud claimed by Republicans. A Washington Post investigation found fewer than 50 convictions out of millions of votes cast in 6 states. And Nicole Porter with the Sentencing Project says many were former felons registered to vote by mistake.
That's a failure of the states. That's a failure of Texas. That's a failure of Florida. That's a failure of Tennessee and other states like North Carolina, because the information is unclear.
Arizona election officials are using AI to create deepfakes as a trial run ahead of what could be a flood of disinformation next year. Secretary of State Adrian Fontes has run simulations of himself and others to see how good they are.
So that we can have a live exercise where election officials can in real time react to scenarios that get thrown at them.
Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is moving to a more conservative district. The increasingly unpopular Republican faced a tough re-election fight, but says she'll now seek the seat of retiring Representative Ken Buck.
It's the right move for me personally, and it's the right decision for those who support our conservative movement.
Boebert says she was driven out by Hollywood elites and progressive money groups, but the move's drawing fire from Republicans, including 4 already in the race. And a federal judge has approved a new Georgia congressional map, likely to keep the state's Republican edge. The map creates a new black majority district, but breaks up another dominated by a minority coalition. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.